This is the International Macular Degeneration Support Group Patient Education Series. Quick presentations for low vision individuals or groups seeking to understand causes, symptoms, and treatment of common eye conditions. The title of this presentation is Low Vision and Vision Rehabilitation, Making the Most of Remaining Vision. What is low vision? Low vision is a loss of eyesight that cannot be corrected with glasses, medicine, or surgery. It makes everyday tasks such as reading, shopping, recognizing faces, and even crossing the street difficult. The dimensions of vision include visual acuity, contrast sensitivity, depth perception, area of vision or visual field, and visual processing. Visual acuity is the limit of the eye's ability to resolve detail. Contrast sensitivity is the ability to discriminate objects of similar tones, for example, black coffee in a black cup, milk in a white cup, or features on a face. Depth perception is an estimate of the distance an object is from the observer. It's perfect when both eyes see equally well and are working together. Vision loss in one eye will reduce depth perception. It becomes less noticeable over time. The area of vision, or visual field, includes the central field and the peripheral field. The central field is the area seen when looking directly at something, such as the print on a page you're reading. The peripheral field is the area seen around you, such as things seen out of the corner of your eye. In visual processing, light rays enter the area through the cornea, pupil, and lens. These light rays are focused directly onto the retina, the light-sensitive tissue lining the back of the eye. The retina converts light rays into impulses sent through the optic nerve to your brain, where they are recognized as images. Different conditions affect different parts of the eye in different ways. Age-related macular degeneration is caused by damage or breakdown of the macula, the small area of the retina responsible for detail vision. With age-related macular degeneration, blurs occur in the center of the vision, which degrades detail of objects, including print and faces. The peripheral or side vision remains intact, which can be used effectively. Glaucoma is a disease of the optic nerve, which carries the images we see to the brain. It's usually associated with elevated pressure in the eye. When damage to the optic nerve fibers occurs, blind spots develop. These usually go undetected until the optic nerve is significantly damaged. With glaucoma, if vision is lost, your peripheral vision is affected first. Glaucoma is usually treated with eye drops and/or surgery to relieve pressure in the eye. In diabetic retinopathy, abnormal leakage and/or growth of blood vessels in the retina affect the vision. This may occur in anyone who has diabetes. It can affect detail vision, peripheral vision, or both. Sometimes it's treated with a laser or other methods. Keep blood sugar under tight control and have regular examinations by your ophthalmologist. A stroke is a rupture or blockage of a blood vessel in the brain, depriving parts of the brain of adequate blood supply. This results in various symptoms depending on the site and extent of damage to the brain. It affects the visual messages coming from both eyes. A stroke usually eliminates right or left halves of the visual field. Detail vision may not be reduced, yet reading may be difficult. Training and scanning helps compensate for the missing area. There are many other causes of vision loss. It's important to find out the cause of the vision loss because it may be treatable. If diagnosed with an eye disease, be sure to continue regular examinations by your ophthalmologist, even if there is no treatment, to prevent vision loss from other causes. The more you understand about your eye condition, the better you will be able to make the most of your remaining vision. To do so, move closer. Sit close to the television. Sit up front in an audience. Enlarge. Use large-sized checks from your bank. Use large print books, magazines, playing cards, bingo cards, crossword puzzles, and calendars. Use large number telephones, TV remotes, computer keyboards, watches, and thermostats. Magnify. Standard magnifiers come in powers from 2 to 12 times magnification. Not all magnifiers work for all people or for all purposes. Hand magnifiers are portable and easy to use. They're good for price tags, menus, and other items. Magnifying spectacles are stronger than ordinary glasses. Your hands remain free to read or perform tasks. It requires holding reading materials and other objects closer than usual for focus. Illuminated stand magnifiers rest directly on the reading material. They're useful if you have a tremor or arthritis. Video magnifiers are also called closed-circuit televisions or CCTVs. Most have a camera and a screen that can magnify up to 60 times. They provide a large viewing area and good contrast. Some cameras plug into a standard TV so that it becomes a magnified reading screen. Telescopes and binoculars magnify things at a distance. Lighting is a key for anyone with any level of vision loss. For detailed tasks, sit with your back to the window with natural light on your work. A pen light is portable and helpful for price tags, menus, and other items. And don't forget to add more light to dark areas of your home. Reduce glare. Cover shiny surfaces. Place tablecloths on polished wood tables, towels on shiny kitchen counters. For indoor glare, try wearing yellow or plum-tinted sunglasses or clip-on shades. For outdoors, wear dark yellow, amber, or plum glasses and a visor. Increase contrast by using black ink, gel, or felt-tip pen instead of ballpoint. Pour coffee into a white cup. Put a colored soap dish on a white sink. Use plain tablecloths so items won't disappear in a pattern. Keep contrast enhancement in mind all the time. Other ways to make everyday activities easier are talking books, talking watches, timers, and blood sugar machines, and signing guides for writing checks. Vision rehabilitation can teach you new strategies to complete daily activities, ways to master new techniques and use low vision devices to regain confidence and live independently. The amount of rehabilitation needed depends on your degree of vision loss and your personal goals. When assessing low vision rehabilitation services in your area, ask, is the low vision evaluation by an ophthalmologist or an optometrist? Are assistive devices prescribed? Is device training available for desired tasks? Are devices loaned on a trial basis before purchase? If not, are they returnable? If rehabilitation training is available, does it include instruction for finding and using a clearer, off-center area of vision? Does it include instruction for reading and writing? Does it include instruction for shopping and cooking, achieving optimal lighting and managing glare? Do the services include assessment in your home or information about resources and support groups? If the services are not free, what is the charge? And is it billed to Medicare or other insurance? It's normal to be shocked, angry, and frustrated to learn that your vision loss is irreversible and possibly progressive. Acknowledge the emotions of new vision loss, and don't hesitate to seek help to work through these feelings. Recognize signs of depression, fatigue, lack of interest in doing things you once enjoyed, and seek treatment and counseling if needed. It's worth the time and energy it takes to make the most of the vision you have. Make helpful changes in order to keep doing your daily activities. Yale Solomon, MD, an ophthalmologist who has lost vision from age-related macular degeneration, says, "By using techniques, training, and new devices, and communicating with others who share this experience, almost everyone with any level of vision loss can be greatly helped towards a life of fulfillment and, yes, joy." This concludes this presentation of the Patient Education Series. For links to all presentations in this series, visit www.mdsupport.org/nsg.html.